So, at the very end of Daf Vav Amud Beis, going into Daf Zayin, so we were taught that the time to recite the bracha for rain after it has not been rained for a while is Mishiyatza Chasen Likras Kala. Is when the chasen goes out to see the kala. If you were paying attention to the daf, so you'll notice that there's a lot of language about chasen and kala, husband and wife, rain in the land. It's a very big imagery in the daf. There's the relationship between husband and wife and rain and the land. So I want to reflect on this idea of Mishiyatza Chasen Likras Kala, that it's a simen that when the rain starts to do something, like a chasen going out to see the kala, that you should make a bracha to Hashem. So obviously this is an allegory. It has nothing to do with an actual wedding. So the Ritva cites Rav Haigon, who defines it in regard to the rain, that the rain begins to fall in the winter on the hard, dry ground, and the first drops become absorbed into the ground. So that is nothing chashuv. The first rain does not impress anybody. Eventually, though, the ground becomes more and more saturated, and the drops that fall don't get absorbed immediately, and they sit on top of each other, and eventually the rain that falls to the ground bubbles up to the top of the earth. And the bubbles rise up from the puddling rain, and they appear as if they're coming to greet the rain that's falling. This imagery of Mishiyatza Chasan Likras Kala is when the ground swell of the water is sitting there, almost greeting the rain that's falling down from the top. That amount of rain, where it's so much that it's super saturated on the bottom, is the moment, is the time when we make the bracha of thanking Hashem after there was not rain for a serious amount of time. And the bubbling water is analogous to the chasan, as we said before. And the Ritva says, it's interesting to note that we flip the whole imagery, right? Because in the daf, the rain is always compared to the man, and the ground is the woman. Here, according to this mashal, the ground becomes the man, is coming to greet the kala, that's the rain falling, says the Ritva. So what's going on over here? So he says that the analogy is correct, and it kind of fits it. The rain is the commodity which fertilizes the earth and allows, you know, vegetation and grain to grow. And the idea of Gemara is analogous, that drops of rain themselves, they fall before any vegetation grows, it collects on the ground. It's all the same idea. It's not perfect. Chasen and Kala got mixed up, but says the Ritva, you get the idea. It's Chasen and Kala, two items coming to meet each other. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos has a very different understanding of what it means, Mishiyatza Chasen Likras Kala. The Rambam says that the rainwater puddles on the ground, and as we know, bubbles appear on the surface of the puddle, right? And it just pops and the bubbles are floating on the puddle. We've all seen puddles before in rainstorms, right? And the bubbles float on top of the waters of the Rambam and they meet each other like a dance, like a waltz. The different bubbles on top of the puddle, that amount of rain where there's so much that the puddles creating bubbles that dance around, that is considered enough Mishiyatza Chasan Likras Kala. Just on this idea of Mishiyatza Chasan Likras Kala, so it's interesting, this imagery, we always assume that the chasan goes out to meet the kala. But you'll notice by most of our weddings, the chasan does not go out to meet the kala. The chasan stands by the chuppah, and the kala comes to the chasan. So what are we supposed to do with this idea? So Rav Shechter has a piece in Bikvei Atzon in his chapter on Minhagim and Halachas of weddings in general. And he notes that there's this new custom that he saw by weddings, and this is already 20-something years ago, that the chasan walks out of the chuppah, and he escorts the kala back into the chuppah. He says this is based on a Rashi. Rashi in Vezos HaBracha, the Torah says, Hashem Misinai Ba. So Rashi explains, Yatzel Likrasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out to meet them, Keshebo Lisyatzev B'tachta Sahar, when Bnei Yisrael came to be underneath the mountain, Kechasen Hayotze Lahakpil Pnei HaKala, like the Chasen coming to read his Kala. Again, the imagery that the Chasen is going out to the Kala, not that the Kala is coming to the Chasen. So this is also found in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us that Rabbi Chanina would say, let's go out to greet the Shabbos Malka. And some people say he would say Likras Shabbos Kala Malkasa. But again, Rabbi Chanina would go out to go greet the Shabbos, who is the Kala. Again, the idea of the Chasan going out to the Kala. The Maharsha says, what's his Raya? This Rashi. Misinai, Hashem Misinai Ba. As the Medrash says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out to greet Klal Yisrael by the Chuppah by Har Sinai. We have a lot of imagery by Chuppahs in Har Sinai. We can make a whole list of them. The Hafla writes that the Chuppah is representative of Bnei Yisrael standing underneath the mountain. The Rav Nachman of Breslov has a famous piece. The reason why we interrupt the chassan when he gives his Dvar Torah by the wedding is by the Shviras Haluchos, because the Torah was broken. So we interrupt the chassan giving his Dvar Torah to represent that as well. All different types of imagery of Har Sinai found by the chuppas when it comes to weddings. However, if you look further in the Gemara, Rav Yanai disagrees. Rav Yanai would wrap himself in the talis and say, Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala. The Kala should come to me. I'm not going out to the Shabbos Kala. The Kala is going to come to me. So what do we say? We have here a machlokas. The Marsha says, Rav Yanai is arguing and understands that no, you don't go out to the Kala. The Kala comes to the chassan. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether the chassan goes out to the kala or the kala comes to the chassan. Comes the Marsha and says, Shehakala tavo alav kederach hakala achar knisas l'chuppah. The kala comes into the chuppah. Kishetavo mi beis aviyah, from her father's house, lebeis baala, to her husband's house. Ulezek keifala inyan, bowi kala, bowi kala. Dorot alomar, bowi kala l'chuppah. The kala should come to the chuppah, and bowi kala lebeis baalech, to the house of her husband. This is what it means, bowi kala, bowi kala. So Shechter explains, the concept of the chassan going out to the kala is only if they already have erusin, only if there's kedushin and they're preparing for nisuin, to have a shem chassan. Only after kedushin erusin, says Rosh Shechter, is there a concept of chassan v'kala. There's no shem chassan v'kala until the ring is put on the finger and they say hareas mikudesh asli. Before that, it's improper to call them chassan v'kala. And when it comes to Shabbos, there's no connection, there's no zika, there's no connection between the Jewish people and Shabbos until when? Until Shabbos happens. There's no like pre-Shabbos where we're like, it's like kind of Shabbos and it's like a chassan kala engaged. We don't go out to the kala, we don't go out to the kala, says Rosh Shechter, because we're not chassan and kala yet with Shabbos. Shabbos comes, and then immediately we have that relationship with Shabbos, and therefore, bowie kala, bowie kala. We don't go out. The kala comes to us because there's no direct relationship of chassan to kala yet. Therefore, he says, since nowadays we perform nisuin and erusin together, right? We don't have it where we get engaged, we do kedushin, and then wait 6 months to a year, and then we have nisuin afterwards. There's no connection between the bride and the groom before the chuppah. There's zero legal connection between chassan and kala before the day of the wedding. They don't have shem chassan and kala before the wedding begins. And he says, therefore, he says, there's no inyan at all for the chassan to walk out to the kala, because they're not related in any form yet. There's no relationship between the two. It's not yetzei chassan likras kala, because they're not chassan of a kala yet. That statement in our Gemara, mishe yetzei chassan likras kala, only applies in the days of the Gemara, when they were chassan and kala, because they had kedushin first, and then 6 months later, they got married. But nowadays, it's not a relevant term, because there's no such thing as chassan and kala until the chuppah itself. He notes that Rabbi Yosef Breuer did not like the concept of calling the engaged couple chassan v'kala. He said they should be called meshudach and meshudachas. I guess it doesn't roll off the tongue. So Rav Shechter surmises that the reason they didn't like calling chassan v'kala is because if the young couple think that they're chassan v'kala, they may not be so careful in the halachos of tznius and negiah, and they may come to act in a way thinking that they are like husband and wife, when in reality they are in no way like husband and wife whatsoever. Rav Shechter then cites Rabbi Soloveitchik, who didn't like the practice of the groom going out to escort the bride, because he felt it was minig hagayim, as chukas hagayim, and it came from the Christians to go do this shtick. And therefore Rabbi Soloveitchik did not like it. I will only raise the following points. The Tshuvas of the Maharik in Shoresh Kufay and Aleph learns from our Gemara that the Shem Chassan applies when the bride and the groom are together underneath the chuppah. And before this, it doesn't have a Shem Chassan. Beforehand, during Shidduchim, he's not called a Chassan. So we also see this as well in the Tshuvas of the Maharik. However, the Rokeach writes in his Halachos of Chuppah in Simen Shin and Gimel, Kishahakala nechnesas lavo bishar habayis, as hachasan holech sham lekrasa. In the days in Germany, in the days of the Rokeach, the minig was that the chasan went out to escort the kala into the wedding hall. That was the minhag. Then it's cited as well by the Maharil. So there was such a minhag at some point to go out and have the chassan bring them in, but at a certain point it fell out of use and practice. The Sefer Yisa Brach and Chelek Hei cites the Majid Sarebi, who explained, based on our Gemara, that just like when rain falls, it's a time to receive hashpan bracha from Hashem, so too when the chassan is yetze likras kala, it's a time of hashpan bracha. That's why people daven by the chuppah, just like geshem is a bracha, so too the chassan and the kala going to greet each other is also a time of bracha. And the Sefer Amidos, they quote Rav Nachman or Breslov, who learns out from our Gemara that Hagashamim Yordim Bizachus Simchas Chasin Vakala. That when a chasin and kala are besimcha and happy, that creates a merit for the rain to fall. So we again see so much connection between rain and geshem and bracha and chasin and kala, and this expression of Mishiyatza Chasin Likras Kala seems maybe to apply only at a certain period in time in Jewish history. And nowadays the minhag is not like this anymore, as Rav Shechter points out, and therefore we don't find the expression of the minhag anymore of the chasin really going out to greet the kala.